Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of education news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Black founders reshaping community business models amid fall in funding, Afro News. A new generation of Black entrepreneurs is reshaping community business models, blending personal experience, community needs, and technology to prioritize impact alongside profit. Tanya Pledger's Love Your V by T offers yoni steaming for menstrual regulation and postpartum recovery, despite medical warnings. Keontae Bush's Venture for Them connects HBCU entrepreneurs with mentorship and funding to close tech pipeline gaps. However, Crunchbase News reported a 71% decline in venture funding for Black-founded startups, pushing their share below 0.5%. Anastasia Jackson and Janaba So founded WeNight to address administrative failures at HBCUs with digital tools. These entrepreneurs navigate capital shortfalls and structural barriers, making strategic choices to sustain community-focused work. They are redefining success for Black founders by combining cultural knowledge, lived experience, and technology to build lasting enterprises. ATAP Foundation launches Scout Troop 611 in partnership with Scouting America. The All Things Are Possible ATAP Foundation has partnered with Scouting America to launch Scout Troop 611 in Willingboro, offering a values-driven program for boys and girls ages 5 to 10. Dr. Tiffany Worthy, Executive Director of ATAP, emphasizes the troop as a pathway to purpose, empowering youth with leadership and outdoor skills. Patrick Linfors, Scout Executive, CEO of the Garden State Council, highlights the collaboration's focus on character development and leadership. Through this partnership, Troop 611 will provide opportunities for youth to build character, learn essential skills, engage in community service, and enjoy outdoor adventures. Enrollment is open for children in Willingboro and surrounding areas, offering a chance to join a program dedicated to fostering caring and successful adults. The Jamie and Blanca Haran Foundation and Los Defensores awarded over $50,000 in scholarships to underserved law and journalism college students at annual Wine Night at the Ravine Fundraising Gala. The Jamie and Blanca Haran Foundation and Los Defensores awarded over $50,000 in scholarships to underserved college students pursuing careers in law and journalism at the annual Wine Night at the Ravine Fundraising Gala. The event, held at Dodger Stadium, focused on the impact of affirmation, mentorship, and cultural pride for Latino students. This year's theme, The Power of Believing, highlighted the journey of young people striving to find their voice and support. The evening honored MLB All-Star Nomar Garcia-Para and Dodgers photographer John Suhu for their contributions. Since its inception, JBJF has raised over $225,000 in scholarship funds, empowering the next generation of Latino leaders in newsrooms and courtrooms. Los Defensores, as the fiscal corporate sponsor, continues to support this mission through their Siempre Contigo initiative, breaking down barriers for Latino students in higher education.
BCR Cyber offers training for Maryland state and local government employees. BCR Cyber, a leading provider of comprehensive cybersecurity training and job placement services, has announced the launch of the Cybersecurity Operational Methods and Education Training, COMET, cohort. This program, funded through the Maryland Department of Labor's EARN grant, offers Maryland state and local government employees a free opportunity to enhance their cybersecurity expertise. The training includes IT fundamentals and advanced CompTIA Security Plus certification preparation. The program focuses on two subsets of the workforce, incumbent and advanced incumbent, with flexible options based on experience and career goals. Incumbent training begins September 29th covering security operations fundamentals, cyber range simulation, and fundamentals of artificial intelligence. Advanced incumbent training offers intensive network and security training, leading to a CompTIA Security Plus certification test voucher. To apply, visit the BCR Cyber website by September 15.
15 students named National Youth Heart Ambassadors for 2025-26 school year. The American Heart Association has named 15 students as National Youth Heart Ambassadors for the 2025-26 school year. These students, ranging from 1st through 12th grade, will use their personal experiences with heart disease and stroke to promote healthy habits and support children with heart conditions. Each ambassador has a unique connection to heart health, whether as a survivor or advocate. They will work to raise awareness about heart disease and stroke prevention, advocate for hands-only CPR and AEDs in schools, and promote physical and mental well-being. The Youth Heart Ambassadors are part of the association's Kids Heart Challenge and American Heart Challenge initiatives designed to improve students' overall well-being and empower them to make a difference in their communities.
Intellum and you of Digital Partner to elevate digital marketing learning at enterprise scale. Intellum, the enterprise learning management system, has partnered with U of Digital, a digital marketing education provider, to enhance learning experiences for marketers. By integrating U of Digital's workshops and courses into the Intellum platform, organizations can offer real-time, expert-led content to develop digital acumen. This collaboration combines U of Digital's industry expertise with Intellum's personalization and analytics capabilities to deliver targeted professional development. According to Dan Hines, SVP of Partnerships at Intellum, this partnership aims to help marketing professionals stay ahead in the fast-evolving industry. Miles Younger, Chief Growth Officer at U of Digital, highlights the opportunity to scale digital literacy in marketing and advertising through this integration. To learn more about Intellum and U of Digital, visit their respective websites. Wantatome Employment Lawyers to give away 500 stocked backpacks to ease back-to-school financial strain for St. Paul families. Wantatome is launching Project Backpack, a community initiative to give away 500 free backpacks filled with essential school supplies to K-12 students and families in St. Paul on August 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m. The event aims to ease the financial strain of back-to-school season. Families can also receive fresh produce and groceries from Feeding Frogtown at the same location. Sean Wanta, managing member of Wantatome, emphasizes the importance of community support. Each backpack is stocked with grade-appropriate supplies. Families are encouraged to pre-register online to guarantee a backpack. Over 100 students are already pre-registered for the event.
10 educators honored with Freedom Federal Credit Union's 2025 Golden Apple Awards. Freedom Federal Credit Union honored 10 local educators at its 14th annual Golden Apple Awards reception held at Mountain Branch Grill and Pub in Joppa, Maryland. The awards provide grants to help educators bring innovative classroom initiatives to life. This year, the program expanded to include educators from Baltimore City, presenting 10 awards totaling $10,000. Top awards went to educators using podcasting technology to enhance student learning. Educators at various schools in Harford and Baltimore counties are focusing on STEM innovation, sustainability, and supporting the whole child. Councilman David Marks and Dr. Eric Davis praised Freedom's support for educators and schools. Partners like Clever Cat Marketing, Comcast, and the Maryland Ad Network were also recognized. The annual awards aim to support educators with creative visions for education that require community support.
Mo the Mountain One Spokes Goat inspires young savers at Scituate Heritage Days. Mountain One's storybook team, led by Brenda Patel, entertained and educated children at the recent Scituate Heritage Days with a reading of Something to Save, part of their financial education program. The story follows Mo the Spokes Goat and Penny the Chipmunk as they learn about saving money and making thoughtful choices. The event sparked conversations about setting goals and making wise decisions. Mo the Spokesgoat made a special appearance, bringing joy to the crowd. Mountain One's storybook series aims to promote financial education and positive life skills for young readers. To learn more about Mo's storybook program and upcoming events, visit mountainone.com/mo-storybook. Justice for Housing celebrates graduates of SHARP, CDL, and Culinary Arts Program on August 15th. Ceremony. Justice for Housing recently celebrated the graduates of their Culinary Arts Program, Stable Housing and Reintegration Program, and Commercial Driver's License, CDL Program, at a ceremony on August 15th. The event honored formerly incarcerated individuals working towards housing stability, economic mobility, and career development. Notable speakers, including Rachel Rollins and Senator Lydia Edwards, emphasized the importance of second chances and housing justice. Founder Leslie Credle highlighted the graduates' resilience and commitment in overcoming systemic barriers. Justice for Housing continues to advocate for justice-impacted individuals and create pathways to reintegration through community support and skill building. For more information, visit justiceforhousing.org.
Prep for back to school with the Dairy Alliance High Protein Recipes. The Dairy Alliance is helping families prepare for back to school season with high protein recipes that keep kids energized throughout the day. By including real dairy in meals, kids benefit from a high protein food that fuels their growing bodies. The Dairy Alliance website offers quick, nutritious recipes like chicken pesto wrap and low lactose garden egg bites. For kid-friendly snacks, try fresh fruit and dip or grab-and-go options like string cheese and yogurt. These recipes are simple and flavorful, making mealtime fun for the whole family. Learn more about the Dairy Alliance at their website or on social media at the Dairy Alliance.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.